bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the big show today, Game of Thrones, the Ace Cosby joke of the day, Roomba, and a horror trail. That's with 3 R's. Right after this word.
Hello, Americans. It's that time of year again. You received your tax forms in the mail, and now it's time to settle up with the IRS. When it comes to tax preparation, well, listen to this.
Honey, we got our tax forms.
Are you going to try to do it yourself again this year?
I don't know. It's such a pain in the butt.
Taxes can be a pain in the butt. That's why you should let the specialists at Tax Preparation H Incorporated do your taxes for you. Tax Preparation H Incorporated relieves the pain often associated with filing your taxes. And Tax Preparation H Incorporated can reduce those piles of paperwork to one small form that you simply have to sign and file.
Did you go to Tax Preparation H Incorporated?
I sure did.
Do we owe much?
Yep. Oh, we really got reamed by the IRS. But I'll tell you, it doesn't hurt as much thanks to Tax Preparation H Incorporated.
Tax Preparation H Incorporated. We're just itching to do your return. Tax Preparation H Incorporated. Hey, and if you want, we'll even tell Uncle Sam to shove it up his...
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This is Tom Peter. Welcome back to the program. And you guys were talking.
Josh Arnold is here too. My God, jeez, that's
inexcusable.
You haven't
introduced him the last two times. You realize
going
that, right?
Going on 3 years.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. Josh is here with us.
Thank you.
I heard you dorks talking about Game of Thrones. And
the only most watched TV show out there. So
I know. I just don't get it. You're going, oh, blah 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 is going to win because she's got dragons.
Not necessarily
is what we're hearing.
Okay, all right.
But it's very exciting. Coming up Sunday, the big premiere. So we'll find out. Half the cast will probably be dead, if not more, by the end of the whole series.
Oh yeah. I know. I haven't watched it, but what I've got, and I'm thinking of watching it. So I've been reading some stuff about it. What I can gather is it looks like Dinklage does die here pretty soon, I guess.
Is he the only guy who's been on the whole
time?
And
he's the most beloved character, I would think, right?
He is beloved. Yeah. Him and Daenerys and Jon Snow.
I've not seen him doing any press. Everybody else is doing press. I haven't seen him.
It's because he's dead. He can't do press.
And Jon Snow, Kit Harington, was hosted Saturday Night Live Saturday night. And,
but never heard of him.
He was dead for a season or something, right?
He came back.
And he came back. Yeah. So there you go. You love that sort of stuff. People die, they come back.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
No, that's not fair.
You're dead.
It's like Lost. It makes no sense. Okay. I understand.
They
bring
people back on soap operas all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So why not?
No twins, though, in Game of Thrones.
Oh, no twins?
No twins.
Oh.
Why not?
Or coma. I don't know.
Okay. Well,
those brothers and sisters doing weird stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's creepy.
And other relatives. Yeah.
What? Oh, there's inter-family.
It's like this incest thing that you kind of just accept.
Hey, guess what?
After a certain point.
They didn't have Thanksgiving or Christmas yet. During Game of Thrones. So there wasn't any need for families to gather.
Yeah, there's no real awkwardness then.
Right.
No.
I just want to know how they stopped the White Walkers, Pat.
I don't know.
The White Walkers?
Yeah, they're dead people. Yes, they're dead people.
It's like zombies that are frozen.
Oh, hey, by the way, you missed Ace saying off the air that he was disappointed because he had an amusing observation about a news story.
He claims that his joke of the day was not the joke of the day.
No, it was just an observation.
It was a humorous aperitif, if you will.
Setup. It was an appetizer.
The actual joke of the day.
This is a joke? Are you joking? This is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
Go ahead.
Now, we were talking about pizzas.
Right.
Yes.
How do you fix a broken pizza? With tomato paste.
He couldn't get it out. He thought it was so funny.
Tomato paste. You see, it's broken pizza.
Will you do something? Maybe it's you.
Why don't you do something? Don't mess with me today.
I told you. Today, by the way, speaking of interfamily intercourse.
Incest?
What?
Today's National Siblings Day.
Yes, it is.
It is. I'm just looking.
Hi, Vicky, my sister.
Hello, Jeff, John, Joe.
Hello.
Hey, all five of you.
Now, we talked to your mom, Josh.
Yes.
And I forget, was Joe the one she liked the best?
John is her favorite.
John is her favorite? Okay, obviously.
My favorite's Joey Wednesday.
And you're his favorite.
That's my. We get along. We're going to do something together here in Vegas.
No, is there...
You're going to hate him?
Oh, probably, you're going to hate him.
2 hours in.
Is there,
I love him because I don't know him. That's
is
why
there
I like
an
him.
Only Child Day?
Probably.
I bet there is.
I'm sure there is.
There are a lot of famous onlys.
Yeah, use the
hashtag. Well, obviously, because there are more onlys, right? Because aren't they born first?
What?
What?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
That didn't make any sense.
First... really sounded intelligent, but it didn't mean anything
at
all.
If you're the firstborn, you're an only child, at least for a while.
Yes.
Use the hashtag National Siblings Day to post on social media. I'd like to observe National Siblings Day.
Ace, aren't you an only?
No.
You have a sister.
Really?
I didn't know that.
Brother.
She reminds me of you.
You'll enjoy it. She reminds me of... I remind Ace of
his sister. It's also Golfer's Day.
Oh.
So if you have an avid golfer in your family. And Bookmobile Day.
I used to love the Bookmobile.
I loved the Bookmobile
Stupid.
As a kid.
Liked
Stupid.
It a lot.
Go to the library.
Josh,
off your ass,
Josh,
go to the library.
Here's a Sophie's choice for you. Bookmobile or Wienermobile?
Favorite mobile?
Three favorite mobiles.
Number one, Wienermobile.
Wienermobile.
Number two, Batmobile.
Yeah.
Number three, Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah. Bookmobile not even in the top.
Bookmobile doesn't even rate.
Well done.
But Mobile's fourth.
Some of us didn't have the opportunity to go to a library. There was a Bookmobile would come to our neighborhood.
Bookmobile's stupid.
I loved it.
Books your library didn't have.
Yeah, and I loved it.
You didn't like
rode
the Bookmobile?
My bike to the Bookmobile?
People believe.
What the hell's wrong?
Well, evidently, Chick hates
it. Could we move forward?
Yes, I hate the Bookmobile.
We had a...
sticking their nose in my business.
We teased the Lunchable people. The Lunchable, I'm a big fan, and God, what do we got over there?
I don't know.
We were just talking about this at Target the other day. Jess and I were at Target, and we were looking at the Lunchables because we like Lunchables.
Well, Brunchables are coming out.
And
Kraft
now
Heinz,
it's Brunchables, baby,
is releasing the food packs that will allow you to build your own breakfast sandwiches out of flatbreads, cheese, and either sausage, ham, or bacon strips.
This is a great idea.
Brunchable kits will also include a mini blueberry muffin. Ooh. Brunchables will sell for about $2 or $1.99, and they're going to be in select stores sometime this month.
All right. Yeah. Brunchables.
And they also have the Hillshire Farms Lunchables. With
snack things.
With the salami. And
those things aren't kidding, man. They're good.
They're not
messing around. They should just, the Kraft Heinz people should just be honest and go, okay, we're going to come out with something called Munchables. Which would be Lunchables for stoners.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but those are already pretty, they're pretty stoner friendly.
Yeah.
Oh, but really go full stoner.
Yeah.
Like, what would be in a Munchable?
Well, first of all, anything.
Like tuna fish and a tub of mayonnaise.
Yes. Yeah. I got the tuna mayonnaise and potato chip Munchable dish.
Cheetos.
Dude. Yeah.
Cereal and Cheetos. Yeah. And like Lucky Charms.
Oh, this is great. It's got Fruit Loops and meatloaf. Awesome.
Yeah, you could put tuna, mayonnaise, potato chips, and Oreos.
Oh,
there you go.
Gross. I am going to throw up in my mouth.
You want something more delicate?
She doesn't like mayonnaise.
Christy wants the brunch. I'd like the Capri sunrise.
Yes, it has a pomegranates and dried cherries.
It's a Capri mimosa.
Oh, I love Capri Sun.
Something that's identical. You can't. I don't know what it is, but you can't chew it. I know that.
I hate Capri Sun because when you stab that straw in, it always squirts all over your pants.
Yes.
Yeah. Be careful, you oaf.
I'm sorry. This is the kind of surgery that you can do?
So far, you can't navigate a salad bar or a Capri Sun pouch.
As an adult male who lives by himself, do you buy Capri Sun and Goldfish?
No, I just date moms.
And fish them out of the car seat.
Oh, yeah, nice. I'll eat
And some of these moms taught them about the jetpack, apparently.
Jetpack!
Why did you bring that up?
Huh? It wasn't me. Mm-hmm.
Jess, why did you bring that up? Now that's all we're going to hear from him.
That explains why Josh is carrying baby wipes in his car. I mean, he does have some sanitary standards.
Sure.
Got to drive home.
Never know when you're going to meet a jetpacker.
Or somebody who's jetpackable. Yes. Got to clean it up after.
The idea of the Brunchable. I got to hand it to you.
I really do, too, especially for those people like us who get up really early and need something to take on the road.
Quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's got bacon in it?
Yeah, bacon strips.
That is a smart move.
Is there a warning on it for the sausage and the bacon?
I mean, a warning.
What do you need a warning for?
Well, you got to... Will pork go bad after?
Well, you keep it
it's in the refrigerator, you idiot.
Well, I know, but...
Hey, just eat your lunch from last week, Billy. I'm sure the...
But the bacon's green.
That's right. It's
trichinosis. Who needs that?
Well, thank you.
Coming up, we have Today in History.
Anything
one
good?
Of my favorites, born on this date.
Audrey Hepburn.
That would be a good guess.
Meryl Streep.
Audrey Hepburn.
Star of The Muted Heart. Is that what it was?
Christy Lee, what's happening?
Deputies responding to a 911 call for a burglary in process at an Oregon woman's home ended up catching the culprit, a Roomba robotic vacuum that was trapped in her bathroom.
You idiot.
Initial call came in from someone reporting a stranger was in her bathroom and that the person had the bathroom door locked. She said she could see shadows moving under the door, and within minutes, several deputies surrounded the home, calling for a K-9 team as backup. They could hear a rustling noise coming from the bathroom, eventually broke down the door and found the Roomba.
Hilarious.
They also found the bathroom floor to be pube-free. cleanest bathroom.
But five or six Cheerios still just laying there.
Yeah, exactly. The Roomba's useless. Awful.
Did the cops arrest the Roomba and clean their car on the way to the station?
No, you can't cuff a Roomba. Think about it.
I have a Roomba.
I have a Roomba.
Do you use yours?
Nope.
You guys haven't frisbeed them into the street yet?
Man, I tried. Three times, and I'm just like... Yeah,
is there one that works?
Well, they work, but you've got to de-dog hair them after about... You realize, my God, those dogs shed a lot. Shed a lot.
Well, they do both, though,
what
you said.
Feed them too much green beans.
But just it takes so much time to clean the room, but I could have just vacuumed the floor myself.
Exactly.
Right, yes.
But you'd hear them. I mean, it makes you can tell it's making that little noise.
Yeah, it sounds like it's doing something.
I mean, you'd know the Roomba was in your bathroom... Unless you're totally intoxicated.
Was she an elderly woman?
Doesn't say.
No, what's going on? The world owes me.
I can't remember when Walter was alive and he'd give me the jetpack. That rocked my world, I'll tell you what.
Okay. iRobot Roomba 675 robot vacuum with Wi-Fi connectivity. With Alexa, good for pet hair, carpets, hard floors. Price point, $270.
Okay. You can get a nice vacuum cleaner. I don't know. I don't use mine very often. But you know it's on because it...
There's a low hum.
Yeah, you can hear it. It spins and it's like a little broom thing whacking away.
There's a Roborock robotic vacuum. This is a... I don't think this is a Roomba brand.
What are you doing?
$600.
Is that a ride-along?
Yeah, you can ride on that one. No, this also is a mop cleaner for hardwood floors.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Next.
Nice.
Move on.
Yeah.
No, I want to hear about more products.
Yeah. And if you call them before midnight tonight.
A South Carolina woman cited after her 3-year-old urinated in a Georgia parking lot Brooke John said she pulled over in an Augusta gas station after her son said he urgently needed to go to the bathroom.
I've done this.
According to John's, her toddler said he was about to pee his pants, but at 34 weeks pregnant, she was unable to carry him to the bathroom.
And
she
arrested her?
Tried to cover him up while he relieved himself in the parking lot. A Richmond County sheriff's witnessed the scene and cited John's for disorderly conduct.
Come on!
This is ridiculous. She faces up to 60 days in jail and a $5,000 fine.
Good.
I drove by a woman just last week doing the same thing.
The world
you could tell
knows
she
me.
Pulled over in a spot and rushed her child next to a tree.
Of course.
Yes.
Pants down. You could,
Jake, you think
desperate.
That you throw the book at her is what
both
you're saying.
Of them. Put the kid in juvie.
Oh, come on.
Put the woman in jail.
That is ridiculous.
Damn right. That's why we have laws.
3-year-old.
Otherwise, you have kids pissing.
So, are they going to register the kid as a sex offender now because he was...
Is that what you want?
3-year-old boy. Come on.
Yeah, that's... That is
so ridiculous.
Do they need the money that bad?
If I lived in that county, I'd be embarrassed.
Well, I was having a picnic with my family, and this woman came out and showed me.
Well, it's Augusta.
But it was a Richmond County sheriff who witnessed it says here. I mean,
vote him out.
I think he would have something else to do.
Yeah.
Nothing but guard the golf course. And...
Drain the swamp.
Well, he's in Augusta, the home of course, of
the Masters.
The Masters. So,
so probably white people.
Who knows? That's ridiculous.
A toddler.
If you've ever had a little kid, there are times when who hasn't pulled over?
Right. You got to go.
As an adult,
here we go.
I nearly had to christen I-74 recently. There was a.
I've been there.
There was an incident.
Well, don't you keep a roll of the extra wide Reynolds aluminum foil? No, he soils his underwear and has to take
the
fecal encrusted undergarment.
We have another 3-year-old in the news. A toddler reportedly entered the wrong password on his dad's iPad and locked the device for 48 years.
Take him to juvie. Now,
this kid's going to jail.
On Saturday, Evan Osnos, a staff writer at The New Yorker, tweeted a pic of his iPad screen displaying the message, iPad is disabled, try again in 25,536,442 minutes.
This guy works for The New Yorker?
Yeah.
He gets what he gets.
Osnos asked social media users for tips on unlocking the iPad. He received hundreds of replies, but told The New York Daily News Monday that he was still locked out of the device. Mm-hmm. Later that day, he tweeted he got the iPad into device firmware update mode and was in the process of restoring it.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
There could have been someone in Cupertino to help him, but because he works for The New Yorker, he wasn't aware that there was anywhere else in the United States.
So every time you enter the wrong password, it...
You have to put it in so many times and then it locks you out. If you try it so many times,
it's usually
it will
like
lock you out.
Three days or something.
Yeah.
But this was many, many years.
Kid kept doing it,
That'd be cool for a
time capsule. He was using an old
operating
thing. System.
Oh, then open it up, see what he was looking at.
Years from now, look at that.
Yep.
That'll be... fascinating.
If you pass away, they finally crack it open and find out you've been looking at dildo loving lesbians. Is that what you mean?
that could be an issue. Yeah.
Finally open that up.
But you're dead.
But you're dead, so you don't care.
Dildo lover 69.
Keeping with our kids.
That was his password.
Parents in the UK are saying their children were terrified after a trailer for a horror movie was shown before a Peppa Pig film. Kids waiting to watch Peppa Pig Festival.
Wait a minute. Peppa Pig Festival?
No, it's Festival. I said Festival.
That's quite a trailer.
Peppa the Pig gets fisted.
So we're off.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser Bestes.